to see you in the places we would go, like your face is painted on the walls. I've been trying to forget all the moments that we spent, 'cause now I do it on my own. Oh, you and I were like this summer, but now it's winter here on my own. If I would have known.
Good morning. Welcome to another Sunday show here at WWDB 860 AM Talk Radio. My name is Lee West, and I'm your host for The Path to Healing here at WWDB 860 AM Talk Radio. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. Before we get started this morning, I just want to do a brief recap. Last week's show was an excellent show. We had the Obituary Project here, Miss Kimberly Kamara and Mr. Albert Stumm, who are representatives of the Obituary Project, looking to start a program where a person can write about their loved one who has passed away or was murdered and receive $200 for that story. So we're going to continue to follow them, and we'll bring them back in about a month or so and see how things are going. Well, it's a beautiful day. We know that the Eagles will be playing today, and we just looking forward to a win because we want to see our Eagles go to the Super Bowl. So let's go, Birds. So this morning, we're going to talk about the difference between human trafficking and sex trafficking. Is there a difference? This question has been asked and has come up. Is there a difference between sex trafficking and human trafficking? This is certainly a valid question, but one that warrants a nuanced reply, as it does come down to simple yes or no. At a broad level, sex trafficking is a form of human trafficking, but human trafficking isn't limited to sex trafficking. So let's get down to what the difference is. It's easy to wonder what the difference between sex trafficking and human trafficking. While the terms are often used interchangeably, they are not identical. Sex trafficking is a form of human trafficking, but human trafficking covers a much broader range of exploitative activities. Understanding that the difference between sex trafficking and labor trafficking is crucial because different forms of trafficking, all of which fall under the umbrella of human trafficking, require different solutions to solve. By understanding the distinction, you can help ensure that donations and support for those who have been caught up in this situation will create a most impactful in the fight against trafficking. Just a brief example, when I was a police officer for the School District of Philadelphia, this was a situation that was taking place at some of the schools. I'm not going to mention the school or the person, but I know we did have at least one or two females that were pulled off of the Roosevelt Boulevard at a hotel because they were involved in the sex trafficking right here in our city in Philadelphia. So it is prevalent. It is here. It is going on, and it needs to stop. It was reported that in November, I believe, of 2024, 19 children reported missing here in our city. Unfortunately, there's no questions asked. There's no backup information on these youth, on the youth that are missing, except for the fact that they are missing. Are still forms of modern slavery and force victims to do things outside of their will and consent. Both labor and sex trafficking share many of the same warning signs for potential abuse. So let's see what some of those warning signs might be. Okay, first one, being controlled, not in control of their own ID or passport, not allowed to be able to speak for themselves, refusal to make eye contact, has little personal property, wears the same clothes over and over again, or carries belongings in a trash bag. paid mostly in cash, not in control of their money, no financial records or bank accounts. Workplace conditions. Now, we are talking about human trafficking, not sex trafficking. Recruited with false promises concerning the nature and conditions of their work, unpaid or paid very little by cash tips, off the record, has what they call may have a pimp, a manager, or someone who will not leave their side. Not free to leave or come and go as they wish, work long and unusual hours, has a large debt, and cannot be paid off, is under the age of 18, exchanging commercial sex acts for needs like shelter, food, and things like that. Next one is mental health. Fearful, anxious, depressed, submissive, tense, nervous, or paranoid. Appears to be under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Overly attached to one person or has one person overly attached to them. Needs permission or direction to make simple decisions such as going to the bathroom. Before I go any further, I want to just say to you, there's some things that I have seen at different times in the school district. One of the things that I want to say to adults, teachers, administration, people out here who are watching over children, please be careful before you accuse a child of something. You never know what a child is going through. Something that I learned, I had no idea until I became a police officer for the school district, what our children have to deal with and what they are going through. And I need you to understand, these are times when we need to sit down and we need to speak to our children. And not necessarily speak sometimes, but have an ear to listen. So many of us as adults, we want to advise, you want to tell kids how to do this, tell kids how to do that. But we need to sometimes just listen to what they have to say and get a better understanding of what they are going through. And I can give you an example. My partner and I were asked to physically stop a female who ran out of class and was being very disruptive. She slipped and fell. My partner went to help her up, and she kicked him in the groin. What we did not realize is she had touch issues. Come to find out, her father was raping her almost every day. These are the kind of things that we don't know about. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors when we're dealing with our children. Some children come to school because they just need something to eat. Some children come to school because they feel safer in school than they do at home. Some children come to school just to be able to hang out. You know, it's just a comfortable. And then at the end of the day, I say, hey, you ready to go home? No. Can I stay here till you leave? They don't want to go home. They don't want to be with their parents. They don't want to be with their family. We don't know what our children are dealing with. So if you see them walking around looking depressed, if you see them walking around looking like a zombie, you know, just staring off into space, not really communicating or answering questions, find out, get to the root of the problem, because we don't know. And if you flip it, this is kind of something I went through with my son. You know, now his was more grief related, but until we sat down and really talked and found out what was going on, you know, he was talking about suicide. I don't want to be here anymore. I miss my sister. I miss my grandmother. I want to be with them. We don't really know what's going on until we give our children the opportunity to speak what's on their mind. So let's move on. Understanding human trafficking versus sex trafficking. We're still going back to that. So if these are all examples of sex trafficking, what is the definition of sex trafficking? The legal definition is the recruitment, harboring, transportation, provision, obtaining, patronizing, or soliciting of a person for the purpose of commercial sex act, which the commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, or coercion, or in which the person induced the person such act has not attained 18 years of age. A lot of times You may see a kid, and please understand, this is not just a female thing. You have male students, male children who are out here doing the same thing. And you might see this kid with a brand new pair of sneaks every week. You might see him with nice clothes, new jeans, whatever the case may be. This is what is happening. This is what is going on. This is what is when it says they are paid by coercion. Hey, I'll get you these new Jordans if you do this. You know, I'll buy you X amount of drugs, or I'll get you whatever you want if you do this. This is how our children are being taken. Human trafficking versus sex trafficking definitions and scope. Human trafficking is a form of modern slavery that involves the exploitation of people through force, fraud, or coercion. It encompasses a wide range of activities, including forced labor, domestic servitude, and sexual exploitation. Sex trafficking accounts for a larger percentage of reported trafficking cases than labor trafficking. The United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime estimates that 79% of human trafficking globally is for sexual exploitation. This doesn't diminish the impact of labor trafficking, but it underscores the need to address both forms of trafficking with equal urgency. You know, as a pastor and I'm in the church and I tell people all the time, our children are being murdered. Our children are being taken. They're being taken advantage of. We have got to do something about this. Human trafficking is an umbrella term that includes various forms of exploitation. Anything that involves our children where they are forced to do something or promised something if they do A, B, or C is a form of trafficking. It's a form of coercion. It's killing our children. The difference between sex trafficking and human trafficking may seem subtle, but it is critical to understand how to combat both effectively. Both types involve vulnerable individuals being coerced or manipulated, but the goals of the traffickers differ, whether for forced labor or sexual exploitation. So what is the importance of supporting anti-trafficking efforts? Whether it's sex trafficking or labor trafficking, all forms of human trafficking are severe violations of human rights. Yes, our children have rights. Understanding the distinctions between these forms of trafficking and asking the right questions, such as whether human trafficking and sex trafficking, the same thing, helps shape more effective interventions. You have to know how to approach each situation. You don't want to approach a sex trafficking situation with a human trafficking questionnaire, so to speak. You have to know what's going on. So there's easy ways that you can join the fight. There's things that you can do to help sex trafficking incidents top the list when it comes to types of human trafficking. But all forms of human trafficking need to be put to an end. Being aware of how human traffickers operate and better understanding the common warnings that take place of potential victims goes a long way. Arming the public with this awareness is a crucial component of the fight. I've noticed now on social media, Facebook, Instagram, things like that, they're showing pictures of or little clips of a girl walking with a man, and she may knock something out of somebody's hand or hold up a sign with her fingers behind her back where the person she's with can't see it. And that's supposed to be a signal that, hey, I need help. I need somebody to help me here. It's almost important. It is also very important that we pay attention to these things. We have to see and recognize what's going on. What are our children dealing with? So I'm going to give you an example. In 2018, an organization was able to track down victims of a notorious human trafficker. It was asked by law enforcement agency to advise them in real time that they work to locate a human trafficker, rescue his victims, and bring him to justice. So thanks to this particular organization, they were able to help law enforcement rescue a victim who was facing horrifying situations. Jane held the key to finding the current location of the trafficker, but she was having a hard time trusting the officers. This is the problem. When a person is dealing with sex trafficking and human trafficking, and they have been hurt, they've been threatened, they've been put down, they've been looked down upon, yelled at, screamed at, maybe even beaten or what have you, it's hard for them to trust anybody. So that's something that you're going to have to earn. You know, earning trust of our youth today is not an easy task. They don't trust many people. And I learned that even being a police officer. And I had to sit down with some of the students, and I had to let them know, first of all, don't worry about this blue shirt. This uniform doesn't make me. I make it. But what I began to notice is during the morning times when the kids would come into school, the male side, it seemed like they had a chip on their shoulder, like they were angry about something every single day. And I really began to pray, and I said, Lord, what can I do to let them know that I'm not the enemy? And what I began to do is I shook each and every male student's hand that came in. And when they came in, and after shaking their hand, I said, listen, you have a good day. And that really began to take effect. And then even after that, if I missed a day or if I missed a student, they came looking for me. After a certain point, they said, Officer West, if I don't see you and shake your hand and you tell me it's going to be or have a good day, they tell me it's not going to be a good day. So one of the big things, even in doing that, is consistency. Our youth today, you cannot talk to them today and then not talk to them again for another week. It has to be consistent. You have to talk to them every day. Let them know that you're there. Let them know if you need to talk, I'm here for you. You know, you may be going through things and dealing with things, but guess what? At the job, at home, that child is priority. Because if they're not getting love from home, if they don't feel secure where they're at, they will find it somewhere else. And you don't want that to happen. And that's one of the things that contribute, I believe, to my daughter's murder. You know, 19 years old, out there doing her thing, living her life, beautiful spirit, beautiful person. But there was something missing. There was something she was lacking that she was not getting at home. And she went out and found it outside. What you don't want them to find out there is the kind of love that this world wants to give. So we have to be very careful. All traffickers are barbaric, but this particular trafficker was beyond that. He had taken Jane's 4-month-old baby and used the threat of abandoning the child in the street to control her. This is what they do. They hold something over your head and they tell you, if you don't do this, I'm going to your house and I'm going to attack your parents. If you don't do this, I'm going to find your little brother when he gets out of school. And this is what they do to make you do things that you know you don't want to do. But in order to get you to do that, they have to hold something over you. Under this threat, this young woman was forced to sell her body and give the money to her trafficker. With the help of this organization, the officers were able to earn the young victim's trust and get the information they needed to make the arrest. We have another one. Same organization assisted law enforcement in finding Samantha's trafficker and putting him behind bars. Samantha was homeless by the age of 12. And had been coerced into working as a sex slave for human trafficker. Now, what I think the city doesn't realize, or anywhere, we have kids in school who are going to school who are homeless. We have children that go to school, they try to study, try to get good grades, and they are homeless. They are living in cars. They may be living in somebody's house. They may be in somebody's apartment, empty building, whatever the case may be. But it's important enough for them to go to school, to try to make something of themselves, to try to make a better life. It is a fact. I have seen it. And I'll be honest with you, even when I attended community college, there were students in community college who are homeless. But they want that education. They want a better life. There's things that they want to do in life. And the only way they can do that is by going to school. And this is why I said there are children who say, you want it ready to go home? No, I don't want to go home yet. I want to do the after school program. I want to stay here as long as possible. I want to be here as long as I can. The unrest. Samantha was only allowed 4 hours of sleep a night. And her trafficker made her addicted to heroin. That's what they do. They want to drug you up. They want to give you alcohol. And they're going to tell you everything is going to be okay. Just do this. And then you'll be all right to go out and make money. When I first started working, I would have breakdowns in the middle of the session. I couldn't do it until finally I kind of just separated me and who I am. I'm working. Otherwise, I would go crazy. So the physical is there, but the mental, you're somewhere else. So she had to separate herself from herself in order to complete what needed to be done. Then you have the fear. I remember one time I was just outside smoking a cigarette and someone asked me for a lighter, and he had somebody watching me. I got beat for that later, and it was just because someone asked me to use my lighter. These traffickers don't care. If you are not making money, they will hurt you. They will do things to you that are unbelievable. So because I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody, when we went out, I had to tell him my order to tell the waiter. In other words, she couldn't say to the waiter, I'd like a hamburger and french fries. She had to tell the trafficker, this is what I want, and the trafficker would tell the waiter. Why? Because they feel like you might use some kind of code to tell somebody you need help. They don't want you to communicate with other people. And if you messed up in public, then you were going to get beat as soon as you got back to the room. And he'd make sure nobody heard. He'd turn up the TV, turn on the shower. And if you cried or screamed or anything, then he would take you out of the room and you would never know if you were dead or alive, or nobody would know what would happen to you. This is a life of what these sexual traffickers, how they treat people. So it's important that we talk to our children. It's important that we make sure we know what's going on in their lives. Show them love. Listen, you can sit back all day long and say, oh, this child works my nerves. This child is just a problem. Well, that's their job. That's their job to work your nerves. That's their job. You're their parent. You've been given the responsibility to raise them in the right way. Are you perfect? No, you're not. Are they perfect? Absolutely not. But that is your responsibility, to make sure that they are safe. It pains me to hear about teachers and pastors and what have you taking advantage of our children. In the church, in the school, on the workplace, this is happening everywhere. And it has to stop. We are supposed to protect them. We are supposed to guide them. We're supposed to love them. And it's not happening. These are real stories. What I'm telling you now, this is real. There's nothing fake. We have another one, Noah. Now we talk about, we said young men. Noah was groomed by human traffickers for several months via the video game chat platform. Traffickers and bring Noah back to his family safely within 24 hours. But then he would be picked up again. He was going through this all the time. This is what we call an online predator. Sarah, I'm going to do one more. One summer night, Sarah left her job at a local fast food restaurant with someone she thought was a friend. A woman, and this is another thing. A lot of male traffickers, when they're dealing with a female, what they'll do is they will use another female to lure you in. Talk nice to you, be friends with you, makes everything sound beautiful. What Sarah didn't know was that her boyfriend worked for a human trafficker. Spotting girls he could manipulate quickly and bring to the trafficker. Now, that's really sad. Your own boyfriend works for a trafficker and puts you in danger. We have to be careful. We have to be participating in her own abduction. Sarah was taken to the trafficker's house where she was repeatedly raped and beaten in a process that human traffickers call seasoning. In other words, preparing for her to go out there and work. Sarah was then force-fed narcotics in quantities that ensured a fast addiction. She was kept in a dog crate when she was not being sold for her sex over the internet. To my audience, this is going on all around us. This is not something we want to talk about. This is not something we want to deal with, but this is real life. This is realistic. And if we do not start paying attention to our children, then we are going to be in an even deeper trouble. So I say to you today, first and foremost, I want to thank you for being with me. Sex trafficking, human trafficking, two different things. Watch your children, watch those around you. I say to you today, thank you for joining me here at WWDB 860 AM Talk Radio, here at A Path for Healing. May God bless you, watch out for yourself, and watch out for each other.
I still see you in the places we would go, like your face is painted on the walls. I've been trying to forget all the moments that we spent, 'cause now I do it on my own.